makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. No, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, in America is a wonderful thing called an usa pet. Greatest example of a freedom of speech. To give you more idea what the newspaper is like, well, you remember out of Barber in the Castellamare in a little town in Italy, how he's a talk and a gossip and know everything and say what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, here, newspaper is like out of Barber, only with the comic strip. But the wonderful thing about a newspaper is the Sunday paper. I guess the reason they call it the Sunday paper is because it weighs about 6 pounds. You eat a pound a day and you take a Sunday off. If you was to come here, you would get all the mixed up within the newspaper. They got so many editions. There's a 6-star edition, that's to where we're winning the war. Then there's a 7-star, that's to one of the other side is winning. Then the 8-star, we're winning, a 9-star, they're winning. Then there's a 10-star, last the paper of the day. And they want you should hardly be able to wait for next day's paper, so the headlines, nobody's a winner, is a stable mate. But still in all, Mamma Mia, I guess you know what's happening in the world. And when I'm reading the papers, it's making me very sad. So sad that sometimes I'm not even able to work. And so I'm going to go next door to my friend Pasquale, and I'm even willing he should open up his bigger mouth and say,
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hey, what's the matter, little cabbage puss? Sounding like a fellow who's jumping from his airplane, open as a parachute, and find out there's no strings attached.
Oh, Pasquale, you know how it is.
No, how is it?
Well, what's happening today? You can't live a normal life when you read what's going on in the papers. The war, the bombs.
Oh, so that's it. And Luigi, the trouble with you is you read the wrong newspaper.
Huh?
That's all right. And the newspaper you should read, it's from Kansas City.
But, Sally, how come are you reading a paper from Kansas City?
Hey, Luigi, look out of my ears. Do they look bigger to you?
No, not the Sally. They go down from the top of your head to your jaw like always. But why should your ears be bigger?
Because I got the biggest idea I've ever got. And when Pasquale gets a big idea, to fill up his brains and push out the ears.
Pasquale, what is the big idea you got?
Look at that. Take to the paper and open up at the farm deck.
Right?
Read.
For sale. 3-acre farm in the center of the United States. All the improvements to water and electricity grow you on a vegetable. Self-sufficient, wonderful, hideaway. Pasquale, I'm going to understand what's all about.
Ooh, what a dumb call. Luigi, I'm buying that farm.
You are?
Sure. Comes to the day they drop the atom bomb on Chicago, Pasquale's an O'Hare, he's living in the prairie.
Pasquale, how you can say such a thing? I'm a heard of people talking like that, but I'm never believe they really mean it.
Well, I mean it. But this farm is going to be a nice little place for two, me and my daughter Rose. But if you're willing to come along, I make it for three.
What are you laughing at?
Pasquale, you don't have to move one step. Rocha, she's over 250 pounds, right?
So what?
If any bombs is going to be dropped, the safest place in the country is going to be right here in Chicago in the back of a road.
Wise the guy, eh? Wait, someday you're going to be laughing from the other side of your nose.
Hey, Pasquale, if you're serious, I'm going to want to talk with you. Here in America, I'm a got the freedom. And that's no mean freedom to run away.
Well, hooray for Patrick to Henry. All right. So you're an American. What do you think's going to happen if you're living in Kansas? You're going to become a Czechoslovakian?
Pasquale, I'm going to like this conversation. If you don't mind, I'm going to go to my night school.
Go see a podcast. Just to remember, I try to give you advice.
I don't want your advice.
All right, then take your choice. Do you want to be a dead hero or alive a coward?
I don't know. All I know is that I don't want to be a Pasquale.
You don't want to be a Pasquale. Listen.
The class should have started 15 minutes ago. I wonder what's keeping Miss Balding.
Oh, that's the first time a teacher has ever been late.
Yes. Okay, I'm hoping nothing is wrong with her.
Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Let's show her what good pupils we are, huh? We're going to start the class anyway.
That's yeah, what I do.
Until she comes, I'm going to be the teacher. Now, class, quiet, please. I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco.
Present.
Mr. Horowitz.
Here.
Speak up louder, Mr. Horowitz, or I'll have to keep you off the class.
With you, it's no bargain.
Good evening, class. I'm sorry I'm late, gentlemen, but I've just come from a very big school conference, and I have some news that concerns all of us. Well, the school board has decided to try a new idea. So once every 3 months, we're going to hold a gigantic city class meeting. Now, this Friday will be the first one, and it will be attended by every night school pupil in the city, over 10,000.
Oh, by the time they get through calling the roll, the meeting will be adjourned.
Please, Mr. Schultz, we feel that these city class meetings are of tremendous importance, especially in these times. It gives us all a chance to get together, to see and know each other, and to discuss our problems.
Is it going to be some big speaker there, Miss Balding?
No, that's just it. We don't want anyone outside the night school classes to participate. And, well, the board conferred a great honor on me.
You mean you are going to speak?
No, but they thought I was doing so well with my class and I had such good material that they gave me the honor of selecting one of you.
They say you got good material, and I feel like a worn-out herringbone. Balding,
Just a second. I'll accept no one's refusal to speak. After all, there's nothing to worry about. This meeting will be attended by people just like any one of you.
Himmel, imagine if they are like Olsen. That's like sitting in front of 10,000 quiz kids, the spitball.
Mr. Schultz, please let me get to my point. Now, I've decided that you tell me what you would speak about, and I'll make my selection. Mr. Basco, what would you like to talk about?
Huh? Well, honestly, Miss Balding, if I had something to say, I would have talked about
it. We'll get back to you. Mr. Schultz?
Well, as long as you ask me, I'm going to tell you. I would say, why are we paying such high taxes? And why are we getting so little for the dollar? What's happening in Washington? And I mean D.C. And if
all
I
right,
had anything
Mr.
to do with it,
all right.
We would immediately declare a moratorium.
All right, Mr. Schultz, all right.
It was the first day of the new version of Congress.
Thank you, Mr. Schultz. I may use you.
It's no use, Miss Balding. I'm already too pooped for Friday.
Mr. Horowitz, have you any ideas?
Well, Miss Balding, it seems to me it might be good to say that the best way to keep our senses in this world is to be strongest within ourselves. And to be strong to those who look to us for guidance. Our family. The family must be stronger than ever.
That's a very good thought, Mr. Horowitz. Mr. Olson.
Well, Miss Balding, as you know, I could talk fluently on a thousand subjects. Maybe I could start with my analysis of world events. Then I could summarize the glorious history of America. Then I would forecast the future. And during the next hour or two, I would answer questions from the audience.
Then there would be a short recess while everybody went home and got their gun.
Mr. Schultz, Well, Mr. Basco, we're back to you again.
Miss Foley, I think what everybody said is very, very good. I wish I had such a good idea.
Well, I'm sure you have. Surely you read the newspapers and discuss things with people.
Yeah, I'm a discusser. Sure, I'm a discusser. Thank you, Pasquale. He's a telling me he's a moving away from Chicago, so when atom bombers are coming, he's a no here. Imagine. He's a so sure the atom bombers are going to be dropped, he's a never even a figure out how you stop it. So I told him, I'm going to come here to run away. I'm going to want to be a Pasquale. Freedom is something I'm going to hold on to. I'm not going to explain a freedom, but maybe I'm not going to tell him what is the meaning to me. But what a good is it? He's going to want to listen. He's
Mr. Basco, you're going to be the speaker.
Me? Yeah. Well,
and the subject of your talk will be what freedom means to me.
Before we return to Life with Luigi, we'd like to say a word about chewing enjoyment. When you're busy at your job or working around your home, it's a satisfaction to chew on a smooth, delicious piece of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. It really is. That good, easy chewing goes right along with your work, helps keep you feeling bright, and makes the job seem easier and pleasanter. The refreshing, long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint adds to your enjoyment and leaves a fresh, clean taste in your mouth. So for chewing enjoyment and a delicious taste treat, always keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Get a few packages when you go to the store. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
So, Mamma Mia, you're going to see what a big honor is given to me. I'm speaking in front of 10,000 pupils in the biggest city class. And I'm afraid. Churches are telling me not to be afraid. I'm sure to close my eyes and imagine it's only 9,000. Anyway, I was about to write to my speech, and it was hard to put down on the paper what I thought in my head. I'm looked up at the word freedom in my 10-cent dictionary. It's to say, freedom must be liberty. So I'm going to look up a liberty, and it's to say liberty, the independence. I'm going to look up independence, and it says independence to see democracy. Mamma mia, I'm going to think they use that word of freedom to advertise all the other words in a dictionary. Anyway, I was starting to write when all of a sudden a man I'm never seen before is coming to my store.
How do you do, sir?
Oh, hello. Come on in. Is it some antique you want to buy?
Not today. My name is Byron, and I represent the Crusade for Freedom.
That's funny. My name is Abasco. I'm going to represent the same thing.
Oh, then you've already been told about the petition.
What's the petition? I thought you was meant to buy my speech.
Perhaps I better explain, sir. The Crusade for Freedom is a big national movement, and our aim is to get the signature of every American on our freedom scroll.
Excuse me, you talk very nicely. You was born in America, huh?
Well, yes, Massachusetts. My father was born in Rhode Island, and my grandfather was born there, too.
Mamma mia, you was an American 100 years before you was born, huh?
Well, Mr. Basco...
Can I see one of those petitions, Mr. Biden?
Why, certainly. That's what we want you to do. Read it. Here.
All right. Declaration, I believe the sacredness, dignity, divine right to pledge. Aggression of Freedom Bell, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Harold Sasson, Cordella Hull. Mamma mia, I better not to sign this paper.
Why not?
I'm going to leave a room for Harry S. Truman.
Don't worry, Mr. Basco. Here, just sign your name.
Oh, sure. Luigi Basco. There. I only wish I had a middle name or two, so it would be more of a me to put down.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Basco. You know, after we've collected all the signatures, these freedom scrolls are going to be permanently enshrined on the base of a huge freedom bell in Berlin.
My name too, huh?
Well, of course.
Eisenhower, Sasson, Hull, Basco, Truman. Hey, that sounds pretty good, huh?
Well, you sound very enthusiastic, Mr. Basco. Say, I wonder if you put this poster in your window.
Oh, sure, I'm glad to.
And perhaps you could take a few of these scrolls and get some signatures.
Well, I would like to collect signatures, but I'm got a speech to make, and it's for Friday night.
Oh, how far have you gotten in your speech?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, go on.
If I'm go on, I'm fall off of the page. That's all I'm got to. You see, it's harder for me to... Wait, I'm going to collect the signatures for this crusade. And then I'm going to ask the people what they say, and then I'm going to put it all in my speech.
A wonderful idea. That way you can kill two birds with one stone.
Huh? You can kill two birds with one stone. If you don't mind, I'm just to collect the signatures. I'm not like it to kill birds.
Just an expression, Mr. Basco. Well, goodbye, sir, and thank you very much for your help. And, oh, yes, I'm sure you'll read up on this literature and get the people you ask to read the same thing, huh? It's important, you know. If they want to make a voluntary contribution, they may, too.
Oh, sure. And don't worry, I'm going to get you hundreds of names.
I'm sure you will. You've got the spirit. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, wait. Maybe you'd do me a big favor, huh?
Certainly. What is it?
Do you want to be the first to sign? Pasquale, come here. I've got a wonderful thing for you to sign. It's a very important...
Oh, wait, to back up. You just went through a purple light.
Purple light?
Yes, that's the red light that just turned blue from being passed so fast. Take easy. Start from the finish and go backwards, the nice and the slow.
Pasquale, you and me don't have to argue no more. You read this, and then you'll be happy to sign this petition.
Sign? Luigi, you brains, the flu you cool for maybe? I'm never signing nothing. Since I've been in America, the only thing I ever sign is a check. It's a break of my heart every time I do.
Luigi,
I wouldn't have signed the Declaration of Independence if George Washington himself had handed me as a fountain pen. I stop a stuffing in my face with that pamphlet.
Even if this is the most important thing you could sign?
Who knows what's important? All I know is keep it quiet, to cover your face, and to stay out of trouble. That's my slogan, and you're stuck with it.
Oh, Pasquale, you're the first one I asked, and I'm going to start off the bed.
Listen, I wouldn't... Wait, Luigi. I'm not a hard man at the bargain with. I'm even willing to forget that insult about you don't want to be no Pasquale. I tell you what I do. I'm going to be very happy to put my signature on your paper if you put your signature on a certain paper I got.
All right, Pasquale, what paper you want us to sign?
Marriage license with my daughter Rosa.
That's nothing to do with Pasquale. What's the marriage you got to do with the freedom?
Plenty. You got it, so Rosa wants it. Well, what do you say, my son? Just to say that the magic word yes, and I buy that a farm in Kansas, and we all are going to live it together. Three happy little newlyweds.
Answer is a no, Pasquale. N-O-O-O.
Stop. I know how to spell a no. It's only three O's. Okay, Mr. Bachelor, if that's the way you feel, forget the petition. My signatures are never going to leave my fingers.
All right, then I'm going to get out of this. I don't need you. Everybody else is going to be happy to sign.
All right, go. I'm still willing to give you a chance. If you don't get your signatures, that place in the Kansas is still open.
All right. And you're going to see how wrong you are, because nobody wants to be a Pasquale.
Ooh, listen, you...
Here's a wonderful place. We are right in the middle of the park. Everybody's a passerby. I'm another. Well, here I go. How do you do, lady? I'm going to represent the Crusade for Freedom.
I already gave.
Oh. How do you do, sir? I'm going to represent the Crusade.
I already signed.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, excuse me, mister.
It's 9:00.
But I'm going to want the time. I'm a... That's too funny. I don't think those people even heard what I'm going to say. I don't think they signed anything. I'm going to ask the people on the benches if they ain't moving. Excuse me, lady.
Here you are.
10 cents. But, lady...
That's all I have.
But, the lady...
Oh, a body can't even have some...
Wait, get on the door. Oh, excuse me, I didn't mean to bump. Hey, mister. Mister, maybe
you... Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
But you don't know what to... Mister, maybe you sign. Mamma mia, before I'm open my mouth, everybody is closing. Hey, pardon me, sir. I'm got a petition is for you good.
Let me be the judge of that.
All right, to be judge, you better stand still. What's the matter with you people? I'm got the most important thing of today. Crusade for freedom. Kenny, you know what I'm saying, you don't... You mean me, officer?
Yeah, you. Get off that soapbox.
Soapbox? What is soapbox? I'm not standing on anything.
You know what I mean. This is a peaceful park, and we don't want any speeches made.
I'm not making a speech.
Look, get going before I take your name down.
All right. All right, I'll take my name down.
What?
Yeah, I'm willing to do anything. I'm going to give you my name, and you give me yours.
Well, how you doing?
No good. I'm got only two more names beside yours.
In 5 hours? Well, that's the public, all right.
People, they don't want to listen. Or they're afraid. Or they don't care.
Well, I'm going off. So long, and good luck.
So long, and... mister?
Excuse me, but I'm in a hurry.
Maybe you sign.
I don't sign anything without my lawyer.
Well, good. Bring him here, I'm going to get a two signature.
Very funny.
Mister?
What do you want?
Don't run away. I'm going to want to match no cigarettes, and I'm going to know the time. I'm going to represent the Crusader for Freedom.
Not interested.
But maybe if I'm explaining to you.
I'm a guy who figures things out for himself. If you want to waste your time, well...
Well, you see, this the Crusade...
Well?
Nothing. I can see you're not interested. Excuse me, lady. Huh?
Too busy.
I know.
And now, fellow night school students, it gives me great pleasure to introduce one of our teachers. Miss Spaulding, teacher of the high second group in Lincoln Night School, who will introduce the main speaker, one of her students.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I told the school that I was greatly honored when they selected my class, and I think they will not have failed in their choice, for I'm sure we shall hear a very interesting, understanding, and sincere talk on the subject, What Freedom Means to Me. I am proud to present to you one of our own, Mr. Luigi Basco.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm feel very bad to come here and make a fool of myself, my teacher, and all of you. I'm very sorry I was asked, and I'm never should have taken a job. I'm a no speaker, I'm not going to make a speech, and I'm a got to no speak.
Mr. Basco.
Maybe I should have changed what I said a little bit. When Mrs. Spaulding gave me responsibility, I started to let it speak. Something happened, and I was stopped. So instead of saying I'm got to no speech, let me say I'm got a beginning, I'm got to no middle, and I'm afraid of the sin. Maybe you're interested. Maybe I should have told you what happened. So now you want to know what the Crusaders are standing for. Don't you think everybody should have signed this? Maybe people, they take everything for granted. They don't realize what they got there. Like a fresh air, cut it off. And see what's happening. You see what I mean? I thought I knew. I mean, I thought I... Well, what's the use? He's all mixed up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Luigi, come here.
I see you, Pasquale.
It was the finest speech you made. I'm proud of you. Please, what do you call it?
Please, Pasquale. It was a bad speech. I let everybody down.
Mr. Basco, why did you run off?
I'm sorry, Miss Morgan. I should have never have done what I did.
What are you talking about, Mr. Bastow? You did the most wonderful thing possible.
What?
Come here.
Hey, hey, so what's to happen? What's there to be to pass it on? Hey, I have to look like a my petition.
That's right. As soon as you finish, everybody asks to sign one. Why, I think they've already collected $300 in voluntary contributions.
Oh, mommy. You mean everybody here is going to sign?
Yes, that's right. You've got 10,000 signatures.
10,000? Oh, how wonderful. Hey, you see, Pasquale? Now, what do you say after...
Right, Luigi, don't holler on me. What I said before, I meant.
You mean you really were proud of me?
Luigi was one of the greatest speeches I ever heard. It made me see a few things are different. I'm no move in the camp.
You mean you don't want to be a Pasquale?
That's right. I'm going to be a Luigi.
And now, Life with Luigi takes you to New York, where we hear from General Lucius D. Clay, National Chairman of the Crusade for Freedom, who has transcribed a few words he would like to say to Luigi Basto.
Luigi, you give me a great hope, and you also fill me with considerable pride. It has not taken you long to learn what America really stands for. You have also found that because you believe in its ideals, you can reach the hearts and minds of its peoples. Thank you very much, Luigi, and the many thousands of other volunteers who are undertaking the crusade for freedom. But thank you especially, Luigi, for your faith in your new country and your belief in freedom.
Mamma mia. Now you see why America is a wonderful country and is worth the fighting for. Because only here is it possible for a little immigrant like you, Turner, to hear from a great general and a great American like General Clay. It's like I once wrote to you. In America, everything is possible. Your loving son, Luigi Basto, the little immigrant.